Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good Monday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. Well, it's a brand new day. It's a brand new week, which means it's a brand new opportunity. It is something amazing, and it all begins today. Of course, you have your news headlines coming up on this Monday. I have a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Have Music More Artist of the Week, Antoine Dunn. And in today's Entertainment Spotlight, you're part of my conversation with Sarah Azari. She joined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, on Friday to talk about her success as a criminal defense attorney, but also as the host of Death by Fame. You don't want to miss that. Enjoy today's broadcast. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Monday headlines. In national news, Ron DeSantis ends his struggling presidential bid before New Hampshire and endorses Donald Trump to the Associated Press. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis suspended his Republican presidential campaign Sunday just before the New Hampshire primary and endorsed Donald Trump, ending a White House bid that failed to meet expectations that he would emerge as a serious challenger to the former president. It's clear to me that a majority of Republican primary voters want to give Donald Trump another chance, he said in the video posted on X, formerly known as Twitter. New Hampshire's first-in-the-nation primary comes tomorrow. DeSantis derided former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley, long his closest rival for second place in the primary race, saying Republicans can't go back to the old Republican guard of yesteryear, a repackaged form of worn-over corporatism that Nikki Haley represents. The ambitious big state governor entered the 2024 presidential contest with major advantages in his quest to take on Trump, and early primary polls suggested DeSantis was in a strong position to do just that. He and his allies amassed a political fortune well in excess of $100 million, and he boasted a significant legislative record on issues important to many conservatives. Such advantages did not survive the reality of presidential politics in 2024, says the Associated Press, from a high-profile announcement that was plagued by technical glitches to constant upheavals to his staff and campaign strategy. DeSantis struggled to find his footing in the primary. He lost the Iowa caucuses, which he had vowed to win, by 30 percentage points to Trump. And now DeSantis' political future is in question after suspending his presidential bid after just one voting contest. The 45-year-old is term-limited as Florida governor. In more national news, much of U.S. still gripped by Arctic weather as Memphis deals with numerous broken water pipes. Much of the U.S. remained gripped by deadly Arctic weather on Sunday, with sub-freezing conditions reaching as far south as Texas and Florida. But the numbing cold is expected to ease up in the coming days, says the Associated Press. Nationally, winter storms this month have claimed at least 67 lives around the U.S., many involving hypothermia or road accidents. On Sunday, crews in Memphis, Tennessee, continued to work around the clock to find and fix broken pipes that were causing low water pressure throughout the system. Some residents have been without water for days, and all of the utility's 400,000 customers continue to be under a boil water notice. In more national news, man on trial for killing young woman whose friends pulled into wrong driveway says my soul is dead. A man who fatally shot a 20-year-old woman after the car she was riding in mistakenly drove up his backcountry driveway in upstate New York testified at his trial on Friday that he believed he was under siege that night and now feels like my soul is dead, but he maintained the fatal shot went off accidentally. The individual who Conversations Daily News is not naming took the stand in his own defense to end the testimony in his second-degree murder trial. He is charged in the death of Kaylin Gillis, who was riding in a caravan of two cars and a motorcycle that pulled into his driveway while looking for another person's house on a Saturday night last April. Authorities said the individual fired two shots from his deck, the second of which struck Gillis in the neck. In international news, the Associated Press says Biden and Netanyahu have finally talked, but their visions still clash for ending Israel-Hamas war. President Joe Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke on Friday after a glaring nearly four-week gap in direct communication, during which fundamental differences have come into focus over a possible pathway to Palestinian statehood once the fighting in Gaza ends. Biden and his top aides have all but smothered Netanyahu with robust support, even in the face of global condemnation over the mounting civilian death toll and humanitarian suffering in Gaza, as Israelis have carried out military operations in the aftermath of the October 7th attack on Israel. And finally, in entertainment news, Mean Girl fetches $12 million in second weekend to stay number one at the box office. On a quiet weekend in movie theaters, Mean Girls repeated atop the box office with $12 million in ticket sales, according to studio estimates on Sunday, while a handful of award contenders sought to make an impact ahead of Oscar nominations on Tuesday. With a dearth of new releases in cinemas, Paramount Pictures' Tina Fey scripted musical Mean Girls pushed its two-week total past $50 million, along with $12 million internationally. So far, it's outpacing the tally for the 2004 original Mean Girls. That made the top five movies over the weekend. Number one, Mean Girls with $12 million. Number two, The Beekeeper with $9 million. Number three, Wonka with $6 million. Number four, Anyone But You with $5 million. And number five, Migration with $5 million. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's on time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Monday and welcome to Words I Choose to Live By. Your faith can be a beacon that guides you through the storms and protects you through the trials, but first you have to believe. You can't do this alone. So before all else fails, make sure you have your trust in the one that can't. Have an amazing Monday. Antoine Dunn is the artist of the week this week. I've known Antoine for years, and he's consistently giving us great music, and that definitely continued in 2023, and I know he'll continue it this year as well. He released a single called October 7th last year, and it's a song that I really enjoyed. It's a great video with it, too. So I definitely want to be able to introduce it to you guys as we're looking forward to what he has in store for us in 2024. So Antoine Dunn is the artist of the week this week. Enjoy October 7th, right here on Conversation Daily News.
October 7th was a good day, 'cause I found out that love still knew my name. Sounds lost in the noise, trying to escape, and then you came like the sun for the rain. Now if I would have known this before, see I can't say that I changed it, 'cause good things don't come every day, no, no. Oh, especially when you're going through changes. Good love ain't no everyday thing, but it's real. You see, and it will change you. Now if I would've known this before,
Part of my conversation coming up with criminal defense attorney and the host of Death by Fame, Sarah Azari, in today's entertainment spotlight. Stay with us, you're listening to Conversations Daily News. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with the entertainment spotlight. Sarah Azari, criminal defense attorney and the host of Death by Fame, join me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to talk about the show's success. It's a bit of our conversation.
Sarah, thank you again for the time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Cyrus. That was like a perfect recap of what the show is about.
Well, look, I'm definitely a fan. And, you know, it kind of feels funny saying that, Sarah, but I'm sure you hear people say, because, you know, the show is so powerful, but it does show, as I mentioned, that, you know, not all that glitters is not gold when it comes to Hollywood. What has it been like for you, Sarah, to see the way that people responded to Death by Fame?
You know, I was very surprised because, you know, as you know, there's a fascination with crime. Crime rates the media, whether it's a news show or a docuseries. But this show is so different, you know, than I've done all of these. I mean, there's a whole gamut of different types of crime shows. And this show is so different because the focus is not on these mainstream media sort of headline stories. It's these sidebar stories, these mysteries around, you know, people in Hollywood or rising stars or icons even. And so there's a wide range of celebrity that we cover, and every episode sheds light on how there's a darkness around Fame, whether it's coming from an extrinsic source or from the celebrity himself. You know, sometimes they fall from Fame, and there's addictions and afflictions and all kinds of things in between that lead them to their death and their demise. And so, to be honest, you know, when I first got invited onto the show, I didn't know what to expect, and I certainly didn't expect this great success that it's had. So I'm absolutely thrilled that we're in season two, and I think it's really owed to Ample Production and ID's hard work and getting these amazing stories. And now we've got 8 episodes, and each one is more riveting than the other. I have my 2 favorites, obviously. I don't know if they're the same as yours, but, you know, I love the James Brown episode, Murder by Association, and then I love the Jam Master Jay, which was the grand finale of this season.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Daily News. We're going to get on some more of my news, message from my book, Words That Choose to Live By, music from artist of the week, Antoine Dunn, and of course, entertainment, Spotlight. Until then, we're Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Daily News today, and let's go make today amazing. Take care.